Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 11th day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Bebeis. Masech Dedamai, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Torah Min Hadamai Al Adamai. If a person bought fruits from two different Amiorets, and he separated Turmas Meiser from one produce for the other produce. Od Min Dmai Al Advarai, or he took it from Dmai, from one Amoritz that he bought, and he used that as truma, as trumas maisa, for vadai, for produce which is definitely untied, which was tavel vadai. Says the Mishnah truma, what he took truma will be a truma because it's possible that maybe he gave menachai v'lachayiv. It could be that the demai that he used was untithed, and the demai that he's giving it for was also untithed, and for the second case, vadai definitely was untithed. Therefore, it could be truma. We consider it as truma. But in case it's not, v'yachzav yitra, he has to take truma again from the demai that he took truma on, or from the vadai, because maybe the demai that he used was already tithed, and therefore he used something that was potter for something that was chayiv. You can't do that. So take truma again from it, from the actual vadai, or from the actual demai. Min ha-vadai ala demai. What about if he took truma from Tevel, which was absolutely, definitely untithed, definitely chayiv, and he used that for Dmai, for produce which is a sofek, which he put in Amoritz. Truma. Again, we say it's considered truma, because maybe indeed it's taken from Vada, from untithed for chayiv ala chayiv. But v'loita ochal ad sheyotzei le'truma samaisus. Don't let, it should not be eaten until he takes truma samaisus from this very truma that he took. Why? Because if the demai that he took it for, that he did it on whose behalf, happened to be tithed, happened to be musar, then it comes out the truma that he gave is not serving as truma at all, because the produce that he's doing it for has already been tithed. It's like taking truma from a pot that has a hole in it, which is chayiv, for produce that's in a pot that doesn't have a hole in it, which is potter. And we said in that case the truma is not a truma. But if it's not a truma, what is it? It's tevel. It's not, it's completely untithed because it came from a vadai. So therefore the kohen would not be able to eat it until he separates for it truma maisus from itself. The Mishnah did not mention this in the first case, in the Reisha, where he's taking demai ala demai. There we don't have to separate truma and maisus. Maybe the demai that he used was untithed. And maybe he gave it for the demai that was tithed, and that could also be mechavel ptur, that we're not worried about. Because the whole taking of truma, of maaser for demai was only a sofik anyway, was a doubt. And Rove, most amiharats did do the maaser. So therefore they were lenient and they said that's not a problem. But here in this case in the Sefer, there's a problem because it's vadai, you're definitely untithed, that you're using for demai. That could be a problem because the demai could have been tithed, and then that vadai, that tevel, is actually still going to remain tevel, not serving in its function as truma. So therefore, the kohen who gets it will have to take from it trumas amaisus from itself. Our Mishnah, Perek Shishi Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to talk about a sharecropper or a lesser, a person who takes a lease over land. The oris, the sharecropper, used to get a percentage of the yield. He would take someone's field and work it to get a percentage of the yield of the crop, and the rest of it would be given to the owner. A choker is a person who gives a fixed amount of produce, no matter if it's good or bad, no matter what the yield or harvest is. He leases the field for 10 bushels, for example. He has to give those 10 bushels no matter what, whether they produced a lot or whether they produced a little. Our Mishnah is going to talk about now what happens in terms of taking Maisa or Truma. Hamakabel Sodom Yisrael, if a person has taken a field and contracted from a Jewish man to work it under a sharecropping arrangement, or he will give the owner of the field half or a third or a quarter of the produce that of the harvest. Or a person who takes a field min hanochri umin hakosi, from a goy or from a kusi, and then yechalek lifneihem, says the Mishnah, he puts in front of them their chalek. So if he made a deal that he would take half and the owner of the field would get half, he gives them their half and he doesn't have to take away trumas amaisus first. is completely exempt. They have to do it. The owner will do it. Why? Normally, you're not allowed to let produce out of your hand if it's not tithed, if it's not taken maaser. And the reason is because the Chachamim saw that if the person who was a sharecropper would have the burden of having to take trumas and maasers, not only from his own, but also from what he's giving to the owner, people wouldn't do it. People wouldn't want to take this arrangement. And then you have fields of Eretz Yisrael that would be left fallow and unworked. For this reason, they made a leniency, and they said, you know what, Yechalik Lifnam, you're a sharecropper on a block of land, give them their share, and they can take them some maasers. Achoker Sodom Yisrael, what happens if a person is taking a lease over a field of a Jewish man, and he's doing it over for a fixed price? Torim, he's chayv to take truma gedola from the entire produce of the field after it reaches a stage of miruach akri, when it's all bundled up in a nice big pile. Then he should take truma, and because you're not allowed to, a goyren, a threshing floor, cannot be undone. You can't start taking things from it until you first take truma. Mishnah Roshoni explains, because we're afraid that maybe it's a michshel, it could be a stumbling block. If it could be in the meantime, if you leave it there, then it's possible that you don't want to leave the truma there because they're worried that maybe the kri, maybe will become tame. Or as the Tiferes Yisrael explains, that people who took it at a fixed price, a choker, usually the owner would not be there at the time. And therefore you mafresh it, you separate it, but you can deduct it from the chakira. You can deduct it from the amount that he has to give to the owner. So the Mishnah says that, what does he do? Torem v'noisen lo. He's Torem, he has to take truma gedola from the entire produce of the field and give to the owner of the field from the produce that's already been tithed, or truma has already been taken. And he does this after deducting, of course, the truma that he's taken from this portion, from this whole of Kri. What about Maaser? Does he have to take Maaser? And the answer is no, he doesn't. He doesn't have to take Maaser from what he's giving to the owner. The work person who's taking the field himself has to do the task to take the Maaser, the owner of the field. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when do we say that the person who takes this fixed price contract, lease of a land, that he doesn't require, he's not required to take maaser, he's only required to do truma? But that's bizman shenosa loim oisa hasoda umosamin. That's if the person is paying the owner of the field, the person who's giving him that lease, from the same field that he's doing the lease over, from the same variety of food. Oisa min, oisa soda. Then we say that the person who took this land under this contractual relationship did it with the intention that he will give the owner for his wage from the fruits that are usually coming up in that field when they're in that tevel state. And it's like it's as though they grew right from the beginning in the reshus, under the ownership of the owner. Avalim nosan le michel mizodeh heres. But if the person who's taking this land, the person who's taking this contract to work it for its fixed amount, is giving him this fixed amount from another field, even if it's from the same variety, or if it's from the same field but another variety, for example, he sowed part of the field a different min, a different variety, than the amount or the particular goods that they contracted for, then ma'aser v'nosen lo. Then you have to take ma'aser first and then give it him. You're chayv to take maaser of the tvor and then give it him. Why? Because otherwise, if you're going to not take maaser of it, then it comes out you're paying your debt. It's a debt he's created because that's the arrangement that they're each going to get their bit from the field. But if the person is going to giving him from another field, then you're paying your debt with maaser. You can't do that. Maaser v'nosen lo. You first have to take maaser of the produce that you're giving. Because otherwise, you're paying a debt from the tefuah. You're not allowed to pay a debt from the tefuah that was tovel for maaseris. However, as we said before, if you're doing it from that field and that min, as Rabbi Yehuda said, then it's no problem. Then it's okay. Because then it comes out, it's like you're giving the machir, you're giving the person the tavur, the produce, that was his, that grew originally in his rishus, and it's not like you're paying a debt with untithed produce.